Join us as we unravel ancient mysteries and explore the hidden knowledge of the occult, blending the wisdom of the ages with cutting-edge futuristic technologies. From the enigmatic pyramids of Egypt to the secrets of modern AI, we'll delve into the stories that shape our past and influence our future. Whether you're a history buff, a tech enthusiast, or a curious seeker of truth, The Lowdown brings you captivating discussions and expert insights that illuminate the fascinating intersections of our world. Let's embark on this journey together.
Unlock the secrets of the past with The Lowdown. Dive deep into ancient mysteries and occult knowledge. Explore the hidden truths of human nature. Join us for a journey like no other. Tune into The Lowdown and awaken your curiosity today.
Surveillance drones was a constant low thrum in the distant air, a new kind of heartbeat over the city. Maria, a seasoned immigration advocate, felt it in her bones. It was June 2025, and the immigration landscape had shifted dramatically. Current crackdown strategies, a tightening net. "It's a multi-pronged approach now," Maria explained to a group of new volunteers at the community center, her voice hushed but firm. ICE is leveraging everything, partnerships, technology, and what they call sensitive location changes. One of the most impactful strategies was the expansion of the 287G program. Maria showed them a map dotted with red pins, each representing a new agreement between ICE and local law enforcement. Sheriff's departments and police forces in these areas are essentially acting as ICE agents, identifying and apprehending individuals with immigration violations during routine stops or arrests, regardless of whether they're suspected of other crimes. The sheer volume of new agreements, nearly 450 in the last 6 months, meant more eyes, more arrests. Another significant shift was in worksite enforcement. While there had been a brief, recent pause on arrests in farms, hotels, and restaurants due to industry concerns, the overall trend was still towards aggressive audits and investigations. Homeland Security Investigations, HSI, is zeroing in on businesses, Maria stated. They're not just targeting undocumented workers, but also the employers. They've made thousands of arrests and proposed massive fines, aiming to deter businesses from hiring unauthorized labor. Then, there was the chilling new directive regarding sensitive locations. Historically, places like schools, hospitals, and places of worship had been considered off-limits for immigration enforcement. "That's changed," Maria said, her brow furrowed. While they say officers should still use discretion, the removal of the previous restrictions means the possibility of raids in these vital community spaces is real. It's designed to create fear and disrupt community trust. She pointed to a news article detailing how some asylum seekers were being arrested even during their court hearings and check-in appointments, further eroding trust in the legal process itself. Tactics and technologies. The invisible hand. The tactics employed by ICE were becoming increasingly sophisticated. "Beyond the physical raids and patrols, it's about data and deception," Maria elaborated. "Ruses were common." "ICE agents are trained to use ruses," Maria warned, "often pretending to be local police. They might not wear identifying ICE badges, or they'll say police to gain entry to homes without a judicial warrant. Always ask for ID and a warrant slid under the door. You have the right to remain silent and keep your door closed." The technological advancements were perhaps the most concerning. "It's not just drones in the sky, though those are definitely being used for surveillance," Maria said. "It's the back-end data integration. The IRS, for example, just finalized an agreement to share sensitive taxpayer information with ICE. This means they can confirm names, addresses, and tax data for individuals facing deportation orders or criminal investigations. This unprecedented data sharing agreement, she explained, was a major concern for privacy advocates and could discourage undocumented immigrants from filing taxes, impacting revenue and pushing more people further into the shadows. Furthermore, facial recognition technology and license plate readers were increasingly being integrated into the enforcement infrastructure. Imagine cameras scanning every car that passes, cross-referencing against databases, or at public events, facial recognition software identifying individuals of interest, Maria said, painting a stark picture. It's a significant expansion of surveillance capabilities. The future, a horizon of uncertainty. Where is it all headed? A young volunteer asked, her voice tinged with anxiety. Maria sighed. The trend points towards continued intensified enforcement. There's a clear push for record-breaking arrests and removals. The current administration has expanded ICE's staffing and powers, and key figures within the agency have indicated a desire to return to an era of heightened worksite enforcement. She explained that partnerships with private detention contractors were also playing a significant role. The capacity to detain people directly impacts the ability to make arrests. These private companies are essential to ICE's operational model, and the agency is constantly working to secure more bed space. The future also held the potential for even greater data integration. The IRS agreement is likely just the beginning, Maria cautioned. Expect to see more agencies sharing information, creating an even more comprehensive digital footprint of individuals. The line between immigration enforcement and general law enforcement will continue to blur. However, Maria also spoke of resistance and resilience. For every new strategy, there's a community mobilizing, educating, and advocating. Knowing your rights, organizing legal aid, and building networks of support, these become even more vital. As the drones continued their distant hum, the volunteers looked at each other, a shared determination hardening in their eyes. The landscape was challenging, but the fight for dignity and human rights they knew was far from over.
Current state of ICE immigration enforcement, 2025. Operational focus. ICE continues to prioritize the apprehension and removal of individuals in the U.S. without legal authorization, focusing on criminal aliens, repeat offenders, and those involved in human trafficking or other serious crimes. Enforcement practices, increased use of advanced technology such as AI-driven surveillance, biometrics, and data analytics to identify and locate undocumented individuals. There is also a notable emphasis on workplace inspections and partnerships with local law enforcement agencies. Policy environment, enforcement policies fluctuate with political administrations. Under the current administration, there is a balance between enforcing immigration laws and protecting certain vulnerable populations, with some efforts to reduce family separations and humane treatment concerns. Future directions and trends. Enhanced technology use, continued investment in surveillance, data collection, and predictive analytics to improve enforcement efficiency while raising privacy debates. Legal and policy changes. Potential shifts depending on federal legislative priorities, possible expansions of enforcement powers or reforms aimed at creating pathways to legal status for some undocumented immigrants. Community impact and opposition. Growing advocacy for immigrant rights leads to increased tension between enforcement efforts and community integration, influencing future policy adjustments. International collaboration. Greater cooperation with other countries to address cross-border migration and human trafficking. Where it's headed, the enforcement landscape is likely to become more technologically sophisticated, but also more scrutinized regarding civil rights and privacy concerns. Political debates will continue to shape enforcement priorities, potentially leading to reforms that emphasize humane treatment and inclusion strategies while maintaining immigration law enforcement.
And that wraps up today's episode of The Lowdown. We hope you enjoyed this journey into the intriguing mysteries of our past and gained some new insights along the way. Remember, there's so much more to uncover, and we'll be back next week with even more captivating stories and thought-provoking discussions. So, Don't forget to subscribe and tune in. After all, the adventure doesn't end here. If you enjoyed what you heard, please leave us a review and share your thoughts on social media. We'd love to hear from you. Until next time, keep those lanterns lit and your minds open. You never know what secrets lie just beneath the surface.